Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And we'll do our best to help you out with your calls, questions, and concerns. Computer comments, questions, and concerns, I should say. And you can listen to us on the old podcast, you know. If you subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcast, as it were, you can go ahead and listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can stream us from anywhere over using the podcast, using the Odyssey app if you want. So you can check in with us from wherever you are. It's a... You know, if you call on your cell phone, you shouldn't deal with any long-distance calls. Welcome to the internet, my friend. It's great. So feel free to get online. Future is now, 860-522-9842. And we have, though, the future is now, I say that, but we got a letter.
We got a letter.
We got
fan mail.
Yeah, snail mail came through, and it was Zig out there, and you said South Carolina?
North Carolina,
one of the Carolinas, for crying out loud.
Yep.
And he wanted to comment on our discussions of TurboTax and basically his experience with the folks at was it Costco where somebody called
yes,
in and said
Costco.
They got it?
Yeah.
He said Costco does have a better tech support line than TurboTax themselves. And that's what the caller said too.
Right. And I actually believe that because at one time they also had a special tech support number for Samsung, especially for televisions.
Yep.
And I do know for a fact that that tech support that you got from them
was better than
what you would have gotten from corporate Samsung.
So you got a fan out there, Costco, that was felt strongly enough about it that he put pen to paper, dropped it in the mail, put stamps on it, and it came here to the station, or where'd you get it? At the shop?
It went to the Tab office.
Nice. Went to our shop in back in East Hartford, and here we are talking about it. And so, Costco, you're doing something good with your tech support on your TurboTax.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Now, if TurboTax couldn't just reconcile themselves with the government, that'd be great. Then they were caught making claims that it's free when it's not, because by the time you're done filling out your form, they're going to charge you.
Yes. Every time.
Uh-huh.
We found that out with my kids, too.
Yeah.
I was like, let's check it out. It says it's free. No, it's not. But we digress. But thank you, Zig, for letting us know that if you get it at Costco, you might have a better result if you have to talk to tech support.
No, seriously, it's a great point.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to your calls. We're going to go to, who's been the longest? Let's go over to Jim in Vernon next. What's going on, Jim?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Listen to your show as often as I possibly can, and I'll preface this by saying I don't do floors and I don't do windows.
All righty. I hear you.
Okay.
I work on one of those other OSs that you all occasionally disparage, and because of that, I bought a...
I like how he says that. We occasionally disparage the OSs. Hey, man, you heard the song. It's not just us.
Every OS sucks.
Yeah, well, I work on an old one, VMS, and I'm a coder, and the editor that I use uses a keypad. So I bought an HP Envy 360, and I love it.
Good.
But I bought it about 7 years ago, and it got Windows 10 running on it.
Right.
And I got a nag screen on there from Microsoft saying, hey, upgrade to Windows 11.
Yeah, we have a story about that, actually.
Yeah, we do.
And So it says, run this thing. So I checked out all the locky lock and pointy clicky things, and
yeah,
it came back and basically said I was too ugly and couldn't run.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah. They're not even smart enough to know whether or not you can upgrade. They nag you to do it, and then they're not even smart enough to know that you can't.
Well, right, because they don't include in the nag the logic to take a look and see whether it's even eligible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so now my concern is I'm going to end up with a brick at some point and not be able to have security updates and whatnot.
That would be in, what, October of 25, I think?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Well, Microsoft is not as bad as Google, right? So Google was like bricking their Chromebooks, you know, ridiculously, you know, making the operating system not work. Microsoft tends to say, hey, we're going to not make it work, but then they do. Like, I suspect you're going to get updates of Windows Defender way past the time frame where it says it's not supported.
Yeah, Defender will be what they call the intelligence updates will keep going out.
So, you're not going to have a brick, and... You know, I don't blame you for not wanting to move forward to Windows 11 if your machine's working okay. We like to get 6 years out of a computer. You're going to get 7 or 8. Good for you. But those nags aren't even going to go away. It's even the dumb part about it. They're going to keep trying to nag you to do something you can't do.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't do floors, and I don't do
Windows. Yeah, I'm with you. We wish we were the same thing. So I think you're good. Run it as long. If we could do something else other than Windows, we would. Go ahead and continue to run it and enjoy it for as long as you can and try to ignore the nagging. It's really all you can do. But you're going to be able to continue to run it because you're going to at least get security updates. So until something breaks, right? Something at some point, some update will break something critical to your operation.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. So we did have a call from the caller earlier talking about his old Photoshop Elements 2, right? How it wasn't quite working. And, you know, Dennis
on
and
one computer with one type of a drive in it.
Right. Old software. So we were reminiscing, Dennis and I, as we often do off air, about the old days. And I recall distinctly, this is probably, I had definitely had hair back this way back in this day, it was 20 plus years ago, when we had a dental client. And he was an AMD aficionado. He wanted to get AMD processors. Now, we were agnostic at that point. We really didn't care. And so he got AMD-based systems, and he found out the hard way that his dental software would not work on AMD processors. And there's also plenty of cases where the faster the machine was, the older software wouldn't work. So if you had an old DOS-based system and you bring in like a newer Pentium, whatever it was, if it was too fast for the software just couldn't handle the processing. You'd think it'd be better, right? But no, the software just can't deal with it.
Right.
So the Elements 2 probably has the same problem here, is that it's too old and it's dealing with something too new. And this is going to become a bigger issue. It has been an issue for us dealing with clients who refuse to upgrade, who just want to keep running the old thing and as long as they can go. And I know you're always caught between a rock and a hard place. You're like, Eric, it was working fine before we upgraded, right? Well, yeah, but it's a 5-year-old system. The software's so old, you need to upgrade. Well, I don't want to pay the money. So it's always that catch 22 between being current and being current. The problem is, as IT guys, we know that even if we make you current, we can't actually promise it's going to be better.
That's true. Very sadly, it's true.
You know, if you buy a new car, at least you get the new car smell, and it's going to work for a few years. When you buy a new Windows 11, that's not the smell you want. You know, you're not necessarily getting that new car smell when it comes to Windows 11 because you're dealing with Microsoft and notorious for having issues with latest and greatest updates that break. It's just constant. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. So we're going to get right to your calls here. She's not going to get too mad at me. Let's go to Fred in New Britain. Hey, Fred.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have a problem with, I'm not old enough to update my Office 365. I just remembered that I had bought the disk. I have a product key. But anyway, it told me it expired. And I went to update it and purchase an extension.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't let me. It said, I'm not old enough. I spent a 3-hour chat with Microsoft, and we got it to update. She couldn't see my credit card. She couldn't see anything. Nothing came up on my account. Did the authentication like four times with emails back and forth. Anyhow,
yeah.
Long story short, now I got my Excel back, but now I'm not old enough to use half the things on the laptop.
You're not old enough.
Yes.
So they're thinking you're like some 12-year-old kid rather than a grown man?
Yes.
Hmm.
What I did find on one of their help things is they have a problem somewhere that it takes your birthday as the date you installed it.
that sounds right. And because your birth date is obviously older than that, they're giving you you're 4 years old. So of course, as a 4 year old, you can't be. There's no way we could allow you to upgrade your software as a 4 year old.
Yes, but interestingly, I can't use Firefox. I can't use Chrome. It lets me use Edge.
To do the actual authentication?
Get back into stuff. I can get back on the web. I can go back and do stuff. But occasionally, it won't let me go where I want to go.
Within 365 or within anywhere, surfing anywhere?
Within the whole operating system.
He was talking about other browsers and stuff. That wouldn't have anything to do with 365.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was online. I was just trying to figure out.
No, that's where the trouble started.
Did you get this computer from a school system or something? Was this always your machine?
I bought it brand new, and I've got my Microsoft 365 box that I bought off the shelf.
Oh, you know what? I'm not surprised that you're calling with this issue, Fred. I've not heard of it before. Dennis has got the most puzzled look on his face that I've seen in a long time. But it doesn't. It wouldn't surprise me that this is a problem. Microsoft not knowing the date. To allow you. And why would they even block a 4 year old? I mean, of all the things they don't do with security, why would they do that?
And interestingly, I somehow have multiple. So I went to try to get around all this.
Yep.
I have
multiple accounts now, right?
Passwords and all the keys written down in an address book.
All right.
I try to log in, it wouldn't use that email. So now I had to go use a Comcast email that I've never used.
Right.
So the whole thing is a complete disaster.
That is not uncommon when it comes to Microsoft. Go ahead.
I wonder if he's got some kind of family security.
Do you have kids?
That got invoked on the computer somehow.
That's true. That does exist.
It appears that when I set it up, it took my birthday as the family security, even though I am the administrator.
Well, what I'm thinking of, if you got a Microsoft 365 family plan,
I did not. I got personal.
Okay. Well, that doesn't have all the security provisions that I was thinking of.
You're absolutely right. It's acting like the family plan.
Okay. And Microsoft couldn't fix it for you.
Oh, no. It was supposed to get escalated, and I was going to hear from them the next day. And, well, you know the answer to that.
We do. Yes, even as partners, it's
I was going to say is the solution would be to call them and tell them to disable that in his tenant.
Right.
But I guess they're not going to be able to do it.
Right.
They've already gone down that road, it sounds, and they're just not going to do it.
Right.
I guess maybe it sounds like it needs to get escalated to a higher person with the credentials.
Possibly. But now, have you lost access to your files, too?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So you can't renew your expiration because you're only four, but you still.
She was able to eventually do it after 2.5 hours.
Wow.
There's just a lot that doesn't sound right here.
It's bizarre. It makes no sense.
All right. So you're now not working. It's working. No. You extended it, right? What's not working, Fred?
So I'm not old enough to use it now everywhere other than just purchase something. Everything went fine until I tried to fix the office.
All right.
There are only two things here that can explain any of this. Okay. Yep. Number one, the computer's infected with malware and it's doing that to you.
All right.
And it's working inside and that's where it's coming from.
All right.
Solution there is to do a factory reset, start over.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the family security plan is invoked on it somehow.
Right.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you did anything to trigger it.
Right.
But Microsoft is just going to have to turn it off.
They're going to have to fix it for you, Fred.
Yeah. Those are the only two things that I can think of that would explain any of this.
Right. There's another option, Fred. There's another option is you can go buy an Office suite, pay for it once, load it on your computer, and tell Microsoft to pound sand on the 365.
Yeah, and have it completely shut down and uninstall the 365 apps from your computer before you do it.
Right. That.
You know, I bought it because I didn't want to rent it.
Well, you are renting it.
That's what 365 is.
Right, I understand that, but I bought it off the shelf. I didn't even do it online. So
yeah. Oh, I got you. It was an off the shelf purchase of 365, but it's not the same thing. If you're renting it, you're renting it. So you could always consider just purchasing the Office suite. They do exist still, and then just tell Microsoft to pound sand. You're done. Don't want to mess with it anymore. But you got to download all your files off the OneDrive. Well, you may have to. I mean, they'll still be there. You should be okay. But I would get them off.
I honestly don't really use the OneDrive.
Oh, it's local anyways?
Yeah.
All right, you're good. I think we're not going to be able to help you, Fred. I think you're going to have to do a scan and then hope Microsoft fixes it. But we got to go. Now she's mad at me.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help, but it's an interesting problem.
It is a good one. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. He's too old to update his 365. Too young. We'll be right back.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com. That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
That was a fast break. We are back.
Yeah.
And it's not a UConn fast break. It was a 1080 fast break. Hey. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. That last call, we're doing some lookups on it. I mean, it's bizarre.
I'm convinced that it's some kind of family security plan that does web filtering and everything.
And here it talks about something on the actual Microsoft store as far as the birth date being incorrect. Like it was.
Well, yeah. But yeah, because the birth date, well.
That's crazy. Microsoft shouldn't be this hard to run a Word document, right? I mean, the old days, what do? You loaded it and you ran Word. Now they need to know your birth date. Thanks, Microsoft. Let's go on to Tom in Torrington. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Hanging in there. Wonder you could help me out something I tried to figure out, which I can't.
Okay.
It's got to do with the notifications. That pop up.
Yeah, what are they notifying you of?
Well, I was on VPN in Japan, and this is when this all started. I don't know if that's got something to do with it.
All right.
But I keep getting these reminders. They're trying to sell me McAfee. They're trying to sell me.
Okay.
What do you call it? The other one.
The other one.
My hard drive's being erased.
Oh, yeah.
I have five Trojans.
Right. You have a browser hijack.
Well, yeah, and it's not even, I mean, the term browser hijack is probably a little bit too strong even for what it is. What's happening is your browser, I don't know if it's Chrome or Edge or whatever, is getting notifications from these websites. And it's throwing them at you. What you need to do is turn off those particular notifications. And we could post an article about it.
Okay, because I tried dismissing them.
It's not enough. You have to go in.
Yeah, it's not
going to. You have to go in.
Don't accept notifications from this company no more. But they still keep coming.
You have to go into the settings for the browser and turn them off.
We'll show you. We'll put a link up there for
and
you.
And which browser?
Firefox.
All okay, right. Got it.
We'll get in there for you, Tom. All right.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Good service you provide every week.
We're trying. Thanks, Tom. Thank you for being
Thank
there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. Yes, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm sure I'll be in the doghouse. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock.
Well, now you will be.
I start there. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get it online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. You know what, though? No, I'm not going to know anything. Let's go and figure out what we can do for your computer problems here, because I don't think those guys can help me. Let's go to Leo in Simsbury. What's happening, Leo?
Hey, how are you doing?
Going
I've
fine.
Got a kind of ancient Windows machine,
yeah.
And I keep getting a hypersync flood error after it just shuts down.
Yep. And it just shuts down randomly? It just gives you that error?
Yeah, it shuts down randomly, and sometimes when I do the boot, it'll go through and get through some of the RAM and then shut down and then start the boot again and get through some more of the RAM. I got 32 on the RAM, so I got a lot of RAM in there.
Yeah, I think you got a bad stick.
Yeah.
So you want to shut it down, take a stick out, take the stick B out, right? You got A and B typically, and boot it up with 16 gigs and see if it works. If it does, then you know the other stick's probably faulty. If you want to prove it, take the one that...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's good, Al. Put the bad one
in. Put the bad one back in and let it crash, and then it'll confirm it.
Yeah. Most likely you had a bad stick. This type of error also comes up if you overclocked your CPU, if you've got it misconfigured with the wrong chipset. Lots of reasons you get this error.
Yeah. No, I don't overclock or anything like that. The other thing was the VPN that you guys are recommending now.
Yeah. Proton.
I have Webroot, I think it is, you used to recommend, but I understand that's not as good as it should be anymore.
Yeah, we don't recommend it anymore. Defender is pretty good by itself.
Right.
Okay.
And it's built into Windows, so you're going to have something that's built in, or you're going to add a third-party app that can cause other issues, you know?
Yep. Okay, and because I'm going to have to, I think I'm going to replace this computer because it's pretty old. And what about the VPN? What are you recommending for that?
I like Proton.
Proton?
Proton VPN. They're out of Switzerland. And they're part of a MIT mix. You know, they've gotten together.
MIT project, yeah.
Yeah. So until they're good now, until they're not, right? But for now, they seem to be a pretty good solution if you want to have a good, secure VPN. And you can actually configure it so you're actually running via Switzerland. And then you go up to Switzerland and then come back down into the country here in America. And that's a pretty secure way to operate. Nothing's perfect. But if you have enough bandwidth, as far as internet service, you're going to not even notice you have a VPN running.
Okay.
But it will cause issues. It's going to cause some issues.
Yeah. There are things that are going to break, and you're not going to quite understand it at the time, but
right.
Yeah, it's your, the VPN.
Your weather is going to be from wherever you're popping out, right? So if you're popping out in Nebraska, it might be pretty cold there.
Some websites might come up in another language.
Right. Yes. In some kind, depending on which country you choose.
Right.
And, of course, your timing, your email might come a little weird. Sometimes the email coming in you think is coming in the time it's coming in, but it's not, and you might find it in different aspects of your email in your inbox. So there's funkiness there. So you can run it 24/7, or you can choose to run it when you're doing things you want to be more secure with, like financial work and what have you.
Yeah, that's mainly what I want it for. And will that work on my iPad? Because that's generally what I use when I'm remote.
Yes.
Yeah, there's an app for iPad you can install that controls the VPN.
Yeah, I suspect they support iPad. I don't know for sure. But
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
So, I know they have Android apps.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. And do you think it could have anything to do with the power supply fan not shutting down on that hyper?
No, it's probably something wrong with your RAM based on what we typically see. If you're not overclocking, I think you get a bad stick of RAM. So, it's an easy check.
Okay,
it's an easy check.
Well, I'll go pull some sticks and see what happens.
All right, let us know.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Great program.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, so VPNs are great. You know, they're not the solution to everything, but especially when you're in a public place, if you for whatever reason, plan on doing your banking in an airport, make sure you're running on a VPN. And it should be done that way even with your cell phone. If you're doing any banking apps, make sure you're on a VPN because the actual Wi-Fi you're connected to may not be the airport that you think it is.
Somebody can set up rogue APs and
just sit right next to you.
Capture your packets. Yeah.
So if you're a VPN, even if you're on their rogue AP, they can't do anything with that.
Right.
They can do stuff with it because they know you're connected. They can do other things.
They might be able to identify what IP addresses your machine is talking to, but that would probably be about it.
Yeah. So as we wait for your calls, we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It'll show up eventually. And then if you follow us over at the Computer Talk with Tab Facebook page, the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, you can become a member there. Doesn't cost you anything. You can get the links as well. As we wait, there was a story here. Electricity demand for data centers, AI, and crypto could double, Dennis, by 2026.
What?
Double.
Oh.
Yeah. So imagine what you're using now. Global data centers, AI, and crypto consumed an estimated 460 terawatt hours in 2022, or almost 2% of all the total electricity for the globe.
Oh.
2%. That's expected to top 1,000 terawatt hours in 2026, which is roughly the equivalent to the electricity consumption of Japan, the entire country of Japan.
What?
To do data center work, AI, and crypto. There are more than 8,000 data centers globally. So just so you know what a data center is, that's the cloud. That's somebody else's servers, guys. That's what the data centers are. 8,000 data centers globally, 33% are in the U.S., 16% are in Europe, and 10% are in China. And, of course, the biggest data centers are in California, Texas, and Virginia. So we're looking at this increase in electricity going up massively. Now, we already have issues where in California you can't even charge your electric car in the summertime because they're out of power.
Right.
And now we're feeding these cryptocurrency data centers with all sorts of energy for literally no reason. Cryptocurrency uses about as much electricity as all of the Netherlands and is forecast to increase by 40% in the next few years. So what are we doing, people? Why are we wasting so much power on fake currency? It's so much compute, so much ridiculous electricity is being consumed, and they're telling us to turn down our thermostats so we can freeze, but no, we need to keep cryptocurrency cranking along. What are we doing? What are we doing? It's just ridiculous. It's fake money. You may as well sell Beanie Babies. It's the same thing, right? There is no intrinsic value in this thing. And there's some Toshika Akiyoshi Makamoto who has 80% of these tokens that they created. The moment he says, or whatever the entity is, says, here are all my tokens, it's going to be worth even less than squat. Right now it's limited because of the fact that he has all the tokens. So why you're putting your money, your real money, into this technology is beyond me. I'm a libertarian. I understand why you like the idea of being able to not have, you know, governments do anything with your money, but they are able to do it, guys. And we're watching it now.
Not only are governments able to get into your crypto, but crooks are too.
Yes,
you're not protected from anything.
Correct.
You think you are because right. It's crypto.
There's no FDI
but
insurance.
But no.
No. There's no FDI insurance on insuring Beanie Babies. So that's really what you got going on here. And for some reason, we feel chewing up 40% of electricity. I mean, it's going to increase, I'm sorry, by 40%, as much as all of the Netherlands. I mean, that's just nutty, right? I mean, you got people in Connecticut. We pay the highest electricity rates of all the 50 states here in Connecticut. We have the highest.
48 states. They pay a lot in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, yes. The actual mainland, Hawaii, yes. We don't count Hawaii. Come on.
Whoa.
Just kidding. Whoever's listening in Hawaii. But we have all these high costs. You can't afford to even live here in Connecticut, but crypto's a thing. You know, let's get rid of crypto, turn off all those rigs, and all of a sudden we'd have plenty of electricity.
Right.
Not all of a sudden, but I mean, it'd be better. I'll put this link up here for you. Not to mention, just so you know, there's a lot of water that's consumed by data centers.
Yes.
And they're not, for some reason, they don't consume like, you know, reclaimed water. They're using water.
They use up otherwise drinkable water.
Right.
And it usually gathers up chemicals because of the works that it's traveling through.
Right.
And then when it becomes, you know, problematic wastewater later.
So we're feeding our data centers energy and water. I mean, Skynet's right around the corner, right?
Well, yeah. How do you think it got created in the first place?
Yeah, we're doing it on purpose. So we'll put a link up there for that. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Well, we have a request from George in West Hartford.
Okay. Well, they emailed us.
He called in and spoke with Carol.
Oh, that's right.
And he said what he's got a problem with is voice assist on his Android tablet.
Yeah.
It somehow got turned on him, and he wants to know how to turn it off.
Okay. All right.
We can post an article about how to do that for most Android devices.
Yeah.
I don't know about his particular one, but all of that stuff is going to be in the settings app and in the accessibility section.
Right, because it's designed to help people.
It's part of the accessibility routines that are available, and it would be in there. But we're going to post an article about how to turn it off.
Sounds good. So hope that helps you there, George. So we'll step out for a quick break. We got four lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're just listening to that last commercial there, Philo. It sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Another alternative.
Could be very nice.
Cutting the cord there. Mm-hmm. And we like options, right? We like competition. We like stuff out there to actually drive down prices. I was talking to somebody over at GoNetSpeed and just yesterday. And they're watching the other big incumbents that are really scrambling now, dropping their prices to as low as $29 just to try to hook you.
Oh,
for 500 internet speeds. So $29. I mean, look, isn't it amazing what competition can do?
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
So, and it wasn't going to be done without, you know, here the folks here in Connecticut legislature were definitely protecting the incumbents forever. And finally, we got the folks at GoNetSpeed break that barrier, and we can actually get some competition here for broadband for the interwebs here. And we finally are seeing prices go down and options go up. I mean, you got Starlink. It's a little expensive for Starlink.
It's like $100 a month almost.
Yeah, but at least it's an option. You got the cellular options out there, the Verizons, the T-Mobiles, although we did talk about T-Mobile doing some throttling for the heavy, heavy users.
Right.
Which is inevitable. Right? I mean, wireless is kind of limited. But if you want to get the fastest speeds, fiber is it. It's going to be unlimited as far as the potential bandwidth there. And you don't even need that much bandwidth to do very well for the average home. 250 is plenty. 200 megabits is plenty. But they offer you much, much more. So the rates are nice and low. So do you want to bring up anything there, Dennis, as far as any news items?
Well, there's some Very interesting news in the history and archaeology world.
Yes, you like that area.
I do. Well, I studied in college.
Yes, you did. UConn, nonetheless.
Yeah, that's right. There's been some work done on what are called the Herculaneum Scrolls. These are scrolls that were buried in the volcanic mud in Herculaneum in Italy in the first century. And they're scrolls that basically were petrified by the mud that they were encased in.
Yep. Okay.
Now, there's been a lot of speculation about what's in them, everything. Any way of trying to read them would essentially destroy them.
Yeah.
So
like unfurling the scroll is not going to happen.
You can't have, no, because it's solid and it's flaky. I mean, the papyrus itself is beginning to come apart too in some of these. At any rate, there's a team of scientists that figured out how to image these in different ways with, you know, ultraviolet, infrared, X-ray, a whole bunch of ways of collecting images of these things
and slicing
and submitted it to AI to try to figure out what the letters are
within the rolls.
And the rolls themselves look either very dark brown or black. And you can barely even tell that there was ever writing on them. But there is a little bit of a difference you can see if you get up close.
My goodness.
At any rate, but the AI analyzes that imaging and then figures out what the letters were.
Right.
And it looks at both the front and the back sides of the scroll, and it can decipher what was on there.
So was it basically just the first great pizza recipe?
I wish.
What was it?
I wish. It was the first scroll that they did was writings from a philosopher who was in residency in Herculaneum's library a few decades before the eruption.
Oh my goodness!
And yeah, some of his writings. His name is Philodemus.
Anything we could glean as far as any value, any words of wisdom from our ancestor?
Well, one of the things that he said is that, you know, you should really learn to enjoy what you have while you have it.
Come on, even they knew it back then.
Classic Epicureanism.
Oh, my goodness. Enjoy what you have.
It doesn't get better.
Yeah, enjoy what you have. Don't worry about what others have. You know, interesting. And he wrote it down, and how many years later? 1,000?
Well, 2,000. 2,000 years later, we can read it.
Enjoy what you have.
Yeah.
Learn to enjoy what you have. That is like, that's... That's advice, man. That deserves being written down. I'm glad he did it. But no, that's interesting. We'll put a link up there to that story as well and everything we talked about today. And we want to thank all you guys for joining us on this foggy Saturday morning. We do appreciate it very much. Without you guys calling in, we'd be talking about our kids and our cats. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast and never miss a show wherever you get your podcast. So do that. Thank you, Mike G, for posting everything live over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. And thank you, Carolyn, for producing and doing all the Valentine's Day music. We do appreciate it.
And remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
See you guys next Saturday.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.